It was a tough weekend, obviously, and a lot of emotions, but came in today, and I think everybody just realizes that we've got a big game here in 6 days. So, you know, you got to make sure we're focusing first and foremost on that, you know, getting the game plan in today and dialing in. But, yeah, it was a pretty quiet day for the most part. You know, cut days are never easy. Never been a part of one this tough, though, obviously, saying bye to good friends. So, but, yeah, I think, you know, take a little while to absorb it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, and we got to get ready to play football.
How do you move forward now?
Well, I try to go about a normal week. You know, today had an extra day. Got an early start on the game plan, and just prepare to play a game. You know, it's as simple as that.
Did you talk to Josh? And not what did you say to him, but what was kind of the sentiment of the conversation that you did?
Yeah, I talked to him Saturday. You know, obviously, you know, I think we were all pretty devastated, confused, shocked. You know, saw him Saturday night, and then, I mean, I had a feeling he was going to get picked up pretty soon. Talked to him a little bit yesterday when, you know, he told me he was going down to Chicago. And obviously very, very happy for him. You know, still kind of bummed out here, selfishly, you know, for our room. I mean, but, yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, he's in a good spot and, you know, just ready to start a new chapter.
TJ, what is it? What message does it send?
Nobody's safe, I guess. You know, I don't, I mean, we know just as much as you guys do. The reasonings behind it, I don't know. I don't want to speculate on any of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, been here 8 years now, and one of the most surprising cuts that I've seen. So, yeah, I don't really know what to think. I'm just still kind of absorbing the whole thing. But, yeah, it's obviously, you know, a lot of emotions, and the thing that it's hard to do, you know, right now, it's just so fresh, is to think about it rationally. But you know, like I said, it's just takes some time, and you know, just got to find a way to prepare the guys we got in the room to get ready to play.
How do you think Lane will step up?
Yeah, I think Lane's played a lot of football. You know, he had a couple starts last year, and did a solid job. So I don't think anybody's worried about him going out there and doing his job. I don't think that's where any of the you know, sadness or, you know, shock comes from. I mean, because we know Lane's a solid player. It's just more so losing a veteran guy who's been here for a long time. So but we're confident in Lane. I mean, he's had a good preseason. He's had a great camp. And he showed last year when he was asked to play that he's capable of handling the duty. So, you know, he's got some big shoes to fill. I think he understands that. But I think he'll be ready. I mean, obviously, there's no blame on him. I mean, he went and found another job. So I don't think there's any animosity towards where he went. We don't care. I mean, he didn't really have a choice. So, yeah, I mean, he's close by. I mean, I guess that's a positive. Get to see him a couple times a year. And but, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he's obviously still a great player. I think he's got a lot of great football in him. So, you know, it's a good addition for them. And it's going to be tough seeing him in a new jersey. But, you know, like I said, just got to – life goes on. Yeah.
TJ, do you think at all about what this means for your contract situation, or is that on your mind at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think – you know, I've had a lot of thoughts going through my mind here in the last couple of days. Some of them rational, some of them probably not rational. You know, so I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't right now. But, you know, my focus is just playing football and, you know, seeing what happens. I know there was a report that came out, I think Rob wrote about it, about how they said they, you know, didn't want to take care of Josh or I during the season, kind of focus on some young guys, which was true, but I think the reports of that causing any tension in the building were false. I mean, Josh and I, you know, we both got that news the same day. Obviously, we're a little disappointed. I mean, it's not the news anybody really wants to hear, but, you know, once we kind of took a day to kind of get past it, we moved on and we got back to how we normally go about business. So I don't think that was a problem at all. But for me, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, nothing's changed. Just go out, play football, and just try to focus on, you know, being the best teammate, the best leader, and, you know, great locker room guy, and just continuing to get better.
TJ, what is it? It's not Lane's fault or anything, but the dynamic of your offensive line changes a little when you lose a guy who's been there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a staple. So do you have to be careful not to try to do too much to make up for it, or other guys, do you have to just trust that Lane can fill that spot himself?
Yeah, I think you just got to trust that, hey, you know, you're playing it. It's not changing anything. We're not going to, you know, this train's getting ready to roll. I mean, we're not letting anything slow us down. And, you know, I think everybody's confident in Lane. I mean, he's been here 4 years now, and he's got a lot of valuable playing time. So, you know, he's got some experience to rely on, to lean on. And, you know, I think if anything, last year showed you if somebody goes down or we lose somebody, we're not changing. We're going to keep doing what we do and moving forward. So that's, you know, just being in here today, I mean, that's kind of been the sense of how everything's going to go.